David Hunter.
And next week, there's another chance to hear Skivers by Barry Reckford. That's Drama on 3 next Sunday here on BBC Radio 3 at 8:30.
Nicola Benedetti, playing the first violin concerto by Karol Szymanowski. It's coupled with another work from a resurgent 20th century Polish music scene, Karłowicz's heartfelt tone poem, Eternal Songs. And after the interval, a Prokofiev Symphony, the Fifth. City Hall's Glasgow plays host to Radio 3 live in concert Thursday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
It's 1 minute past 10 and now on Radio 3 World Roots, and it's another programme of highlights from WOMEX 2012, which took place last month in the Greek city of Thessaloniki. It's introduced from there by Lucy Duran.
What you're hearing from this giant exhibition hall is the sound of over 2,000 people from around the world talking and trading world music. Promoters, journalists, festival organisers, artists, record companies and loads of other people from the music industry are here at this 18th edition of WOMEX, the World Music Expo 2012. For the very first time, WOMEX is being held in southeastern Europe, and here we are in Thessaloniki, Greece's second largest city on the shores of the Mediterranean. Over 3 days, we're being treated to 61 showcase acts, including 36 selected by a WOMEX jury, representing some of the newest world music artists and styles, as well as some truly veteran ones, well known at home, but not yet abroad. Today's World Roots features Felix Lajko, who's a rising young star from Serbia. He plays violin and the zither, the sitara. And more zithers, this time from South Korea. The unusual sound of a quartet of four zithers called Kormungo, and the group is Kormungo Factory. And we don't often think of the bagpipe as an instrument from Iran, but in this program we're going to be treated to the sound of Mohsen Sharifian, bagpiper from the south of Iran. And we start out with music from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. This is one of the hottest new bands from Africa, Mokumba.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Mokumba, Zimbabwe.
Namupeza wanga ne wabuna. Namupeza wanga ne wabuna. Namupeza wanga ne wabuna. Namupeza wanga ne wabuna. Anati makireti ni mukota.
Oh,
Vibrant sound of Mokumba, one of the bands that everyone is talking about these days. They have a new album out, they've been touring Europe, and we've been listening to them in their showcase here at Womex 2012 in Thessaloniki. And I'm now with one of the members of the band, whose name is Abundance.
Yes.
Now, I know that your project is kind of from all of Southern Africa.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you're very much rooted in Zimbabwe, where you're all from, and specifically from Victoria Falls.
Yeah, that's where we grew up. And there in Victoria Falls, like it's a border town, near Angola, Mozambique, Zambia, Tanzania. You know, all those countries are near Victoria Falls. So there are a lot of languages that are spoken there, and a lot of music, musical differences that are there also. So that as well really, you know, influenced our music, you know, in the way we play and in the way we do our music, because we grew up listening to a lot of different vibes of grooves there when we grew up. So we just thought of making our music Afrofusion, fusing our Tonga beats with other styles of music that we grew up listening to, like a bit of funk, a bit of reggae, you know, that we find there, and a bit of rumba to just spice up the music, so that, you know, we also can reach to a larger amount of audience that can listen to our music.
And so how long has the band been going?
Yeah, for now we've been together for 7 years, because we started playing together as the band in 2007. But since we come from Victoria Falls, we stay in the close neighborhood, so we knew each other when we were still growing up. But making music together, really, we started in 2007, and that's where everything started.
Would you say that your music, does it in some way continue with the tradition of JIT?
Oh, JIT.
JIT.
JIT. Actually, it's I can say it's more different, because JIT is from the like Shona parts of Zimbabwe, really, mainly. That's where it originates. As we are in the Tonga Lubale traditional music, That's what we specialize in, and in our Twanga beats, it's something that is really new. I mean, that we just brought forth because, you know, the Twanga language and the Lubale and Nyanja, they are small minority languages that are there in Zimbabwe and that are not spoken the whole of Zimbabwe. So us, as we are coming from young people that come from that area, we want to raise up our tradition so that people, even the whole of Zimbabwe and also even in the world, they can really know that there is Twanga music, and that's there, and it's rich in culture and also in a lot of diverse of music styles.
Because when I was in Zimbabwe in the 1990s, I did a recording of the Twanga people, and they, yes, you have these amazing flutes and horns which you interlock, and it's funeral music, and it's very, very powerful. Is there anything like that in your music?
Yeah, we have also these horns, they're called inyele. Yeah, we have that, and we play that in our music, and we also the Twanga drums, which are called Ngoma Mgwita, we also have them, and we incorporate them in the music styles, and you know, it really, they're really nice, and the sound of them and the inyele both together, you know, fused with the guitars, it's just amazing. And one more thing in our music which makes our music so nice, important, is the voice of our lead vocalist, Matthias Mzaza. Has got an amazing voice, and because his voice is just so diverse, he can sing you know, high frequencies and low frequencies at the same time, you know, and it's just something that is in him, and he's got a powerful voice. So all that mixed together with the style of music and, you know, the traditional drum that we have in Inyele, you know, we have a different sound, which is so nice.
What's the situation now for musicians in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, the situation at the present moment is it's getting better and better. Of course, the music market wasn't that well for the past years. I mean, it was a bit hard for the artists. But now it's getting better and better. And now they start to realize that music and musicians and being a musician, it's a job and a profession. And now music is starting to be taken so serious in Zimbabwe. And some promotion is getting to be done. And also there's some festivals that are starting to come there, and they promote local bands, you know, to also play in those kind of festival, so that they have the opportunity, you know, to learn a lot and also to be seen by other promoters, which is good. I mean, for promoting the local music. So I say the music industry is slowly going better and better from since the past years.
And are you playing in Victoria Falls?
Yeah, we're playing there, and we hope from the store we go and have another concert there. And but mainly these days we are based in Harare, because that's the capital and that's where a lot of things are happening. But also in Victoria Falls, yeah, we go there because that's where our parents are and our friends, and we go and play for them, and they are very happy. And but now we are really in Harare, because that's where the big things are, and that's the main capital city, of which there is the more radios and more TV, so that the whole of Zimbabwe can really see what's happening.
Well, let's go back over to your showcase and hear more of Mokumba from Zimbabwe.
Young and Jessica and Jay, take on a nun, a queen bomb. Young and Jessica and Jay, my son, I'm going again. My son, I'm going again. Oh, I got like a politic. Saka and Jay, come on and a young ninja Saka and Jay.
Masanga meya elenga. Oh elenga pale chikam. Mabandanda pale elenga.
Mukandonga, Mukandonga, Monaka to Kandunga, Kesindunga, Vaya, Mana watching by them, only more.
Mokumba from Zimbabwe performing at Womex 2012. Well, as you'd expect, besides the BBC, Womex attracts broadcasters from all over Europe, And over the years, Womex has become something of a model of Euro cooperation. We work together with RBB from Berlin, WDR from Cologne, NRK from Norway, and the host broadcaster here in Greece, ERT, to record all of the official showcases and also run a small broadcast studio. I'm heading there now for a session with a young band from South Korea. They all play the Korean zither, and they call themselves Kormungo Factory. Here we are in the Womex radio studio, and we're with this very, very special group. It's been a complete discovery for me. I didn't even know that this instrument existed, I have to say. It's a kind of a zither that's called Kormungo. Yeah. And the name of the group, there are four musicians. They're from South Korea, and the name of the group is Kormungo Factory. And here around the radio table with me are two members of the group, who are Lee Jong-suk and Yumi Young. Yeah. And to translate, we have Song Jong-un. So well, that piece of music that we just heard, yeah. Tell us about that.
The title of the song was Jiri Rariru, composed by one of the members, Lee Jong-suk.
Who's the one who's with us here.
Yeah.
Yes. Its English name is Everyone Stand Up. As you may hear this song, it's very dynamic and it makes people more excited.
So I know about the zither, the Korean zither called kayagum, but this seems to be something completely different.
Yes, it is. Many people know about kayagum, but not kormungo. Kayagum has 12 strings, and kormungo has 6 strings. And when it comes to kayagum, there is a bridge which is movable. For the kormungo, there is a bridge, but it's not movable. It's fixed. Yeah, it's fixed bridge. And kayagum use a finger of the musician, but kormungo use the bamboo stick.
Like a plectrum.
Plectrum, yeah. Yes.
Where does this music usually get played? I mean, what's the context for kormungo?
Kormungo was played by scholars or in courts. It's not folk music, as you may see. So
it's not folk music.
It's not folk music. It was played in court in front of king. Normally, it was regarded as a meditative music. So many scholars play this music when they have buzzes in their in their head. When they're stressed out, they play kormungo to relex themselves.
Ah, yes. And you're all young musicians.
Yeah. They're all 20s.
What are you trying to do with your music? Are you with this instrument? Are you trying to make something contemporary?
We play traditional and also we play contemporary music. So all of our members composed our music.
Oh, so all the members of your group compose?
Yeah, all members is the composer.
네, 검은고가 다른 소리로 내는 거는 서로 다른 소리를 내서 하고 있는.
오케스트라처럼 해서 같은 사운드. Okay, sometimes they do the orchestra in the court. They do like 검은고 몇 개씩 들어가 그럼 오케스트라에서는?
열대.
Oh, like 10 검은고 together. They play the same song, but not the way they are doing. They are playing the different chord and different melodies. It is such a new way in even in Korea. They've never tried this ensemble in Korea. Yeah.
So you are the ones, your group, 검은고 Factory, you're the ones who are creating this new way of playing this very old instrument?
Exactly. It was kind of taboo to reinvent or cutting the instrument, but that's what they did so far. So in Korea, they are not that much acknowledged by what they were doing, but in abroad, like many people are so fascinated by the reinvented the traditional instrument.
Well, thank you very much for playing for us, 검은고 Factory. Thank you for joining us here in the Womex Radio Studio up in Thessaloniki. And now we're going to hear something from your showcase at Womex, 검은고 Factory. Thank you. This is what bagpipes from Iran sound like. It's the player Mohsen Sharifian with the Lian Band. Well, here we are at Womex in the middle of the night. It's 12:30 at night in Thessaloniki in the north of Greece. And here with me is the musician who you've just been listening to. This is Mohsen Sharifian, who is a bagpipe player from the southern part of Iran. Yeah. Tell me about your music.
My music is my blood. Sorry, I cannot speak English very well, but I try. We have a different music and different instrument, because some people, for example, African people in the 18th century came to my city and stay in my city and live together, you know? So we have a similar music to Indian music, to Arab music, to African music, and we have a different music for different situation. For example, for work on the ship, for ceremony music, you know? So I talk about my group. My group's name is Leon, means shining sun.
And what is the African influence?
Yes, my music is similar to African music.
Yes, there is a small island called Khark in the south of Iran, where they play a style called Zar, which is very African. And there are still people who live on that island who are actual Africans. Also, one of the members of the Leon band, his origin is Africa.
And so how would you describe your music, Mohsen, in this concert? Is it traditional Iranian music? Is it your own music?
It's traditional music, but with a lot of the heart of Mohsen Sharifian. I feel I'm part of the tradition, and I want to help the tradition become better known.
I have written few books about the traditional music. For example, in the historical music, in the ceremony music, in the instrumental music.
And I feel I have been able to evolve the tradition, but in the spirit of what I have learned in my research. I think I can say that I have changed the perception of traditional music within Iran.
So how is your music viewed in Iran?
You know, I have many problems in Iran. For example, in my city, I don't let me have a concert in my city because dance and music, it's forbidden in my city. I understand, but I try for performance because I like my music to be seen. I try. I stay in Iran, I stay in my city, and try because my music is my identity.
But where can you play your music then, if you can't do concerts?
No, it's.
I'm able to play in other cities of Iran where the rules are less strict, but not in my own city. The people of my city really want to hear my music, but they can't. It's my goal to keep this music alive, no matter what. I have written letters to the authorities about this. The letters have been published in other countries, but not in Iran. Of course, it's partly religious matter. The religious leaders want to keep music in the dark. That's the rules of the Shia. After the Islamic Revolution, music was suppressed, especially instrumental music.
You know, it's very funny, very very joking. They don't let me show my instrument, all instrument in international TV. It's very, very funny.
I respect the religion, of course, but I feel you can take music away from people's life. But I'm talking only about music. Please don't interpret my word in a political way.
In the last piece that you play in your concert, you have a lot of strong dance beats. So is this your own creation? Is this something you're doing to modernize the tradition?
I do feel I'm taking a bit of a risk with this piece. I decided to leave it to the last, so we could have a bit of fun to end the concert. I feel that dance beats are actually killing traditional music in many parts of the world. But then the strong dance beats are in some way quite similar to Iranian folk dance beats. So I'm always up for a bit of a musical challenge.
و میخواستم که توانای خودمونم نشون بدم.
اما maro. Wutu tu wutu tingu makwerengu. Dingu maro. En yashemi di wutu tu tekshemi mdani. El yurkum kosu wali yare yapani.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, here at Womex, one of the artists that I've been very much looking forward to meeting and to hearing his music is a young Serbian by the name of Felix Lajko. And to be honest, Felix, I know very little about your music, so tell me about it.
My parents were Hungarians, and when I was 10 years old, they got me playing the traditional Hungarian instrument, the sitara. Then, 2 years later, I started on the violin. My first concerts were for pensioners in old people's homes. Then I started playing sitara in Hungarian folk bands. Later, I was playing violin in clubs, playing jazz and the blues.
And tell me what the sitara is.
There are two versions of the sitara, the Austrian one and the Hungarian one, and I play the Hungarian. It's really a zither, which you pluck with your fingers, but it's a very basic instrument. It can only play in one key. So it's fine for Hungarian music, but if I want to play jazz, I just pick up the violin instead. I do love the sitara, though.
Are you self-taught?
I had 6 years of classical music training at school, but I never really fitted in there. And finally, when I was about 16, I was sent away.
And so here you are at Womex, which is a world music trade fair. Would you consider your music to be world music?
I really don't know what this expression world music means. It's just a big category with all kinds of music in it. And what I play, then if you really do need to give it a label, then by all means call it world music if you like. I feel happier just to call it contemporary music.
And do you draw on folk traditions, like the folk traditions of Hungary or the folk traditions of Serbia?
It's hard to say what I draw on. I draw on all kinds of influences, really. I'm influenced by whoever I play with. So next weekend, I'll be going off to Hungary to play a concert with a Hungarian folk band. Then, a week later, I'll be flying to India to perform with a singer in Delhi. And after that, I'm going to China to play with a band there. All very different. I really like encountering styles of music that I've never met with before. And I love doing all kinds of different musical collaborations. That's what excites me.
So actually it's truly music of the world, not just world music.
Yes, well, I do my best. Thank you.
Felix Leipold playing the zither in his piece Nikki, showcasing with his band at Womex 2012. Well, those were some of the best of the 35 showcase artists here at Womex. We've been hearing artists from across the world, many of them for the first time. So we'll leave Thessaloniki with more from Felix Leipold. Here he is, back on the violin with his piece Furden. It means on the ground.
Thank you.
Felix Laiko performing at WOMEX 2012 in the Greek city of Thessaloniki. World Roots was introduced from there by Lucy Duran. The producer was Roger Short. Well, as you may have noticed, the London Jazz Festival has just begun, and next week at the same time, World Roots will be at the festival with a performance by the Portuguese fado singer Carminho.
Radio 3 at the London Jazz Festival.
Join me, Alan Shipton, for a special London Jazz Festival edition of Jazz Record Requests, recorded in front of an audience at King's Place. There's a range of music from across the jazz spectrum requested by listeners and by some special celebrity guests. And who knows, maybe some live music as well. That's Jazz Record Requests on Saturday at 5 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Hello, I'm Kevin Legendre and welcome to a special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. The festival has been running for 20 years and 2012 marks the 12th year of its association with BBC Radio 3. Today's programme has a distinctly international flavour. I'll be featuring a solo set from the young Armenian piano virtuoso Tigran, and there are also some unique experimental sounds from the Finnish ensemble Oderang. First on the bill tonight is a five-star transatlantic group that features players from Cuba, America and Spain. It's jazz as a truly global art form. It's the sound of the Arawan Otis and Michael Janish Quintet featuring Greg Osby. We'll be right back.
Thank you.